Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. It's Monday morning, and I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How you doing today?
Doing good so far, man. Just working away, dude.
We are live inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bub. What a phenomenal weekend, man.
Yeah, we had a good time, man. It's, we had cars and coffee all day long yesterday.
Great weekend.
Was down at Palm Beach Outlets, man. That was absolutely insane. The event, the turnout, the crowd, the crew, everybody that was there, really good time.
Super. And we're going to share it all with you guys, man, and give a really good recap of it. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Check out all our online apparel, all the great stuff we've got going on up there, the YouTube channel, Bub. Tons of great stuff on that website.
Yeah, man, a lot of good stuff going on right now.
A lot of good stuff, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw is running around. We were with her all weekend. She's doing a really good thing over there at Miss Outlaw Boutique with the boutique and the apparel and the accessories, Bub. Crazy, crazazy stuff going on.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. 561-660-6695. Put you in touch with the Outlaw directly. Facebook and on the web, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner out of San Francisco, brewed right here in West Palm Beach. The monkey was loose, Bub. Apparently Friday night. I saw pictures last night.
This is true.
The monkey was loose.
Yeah, this is true, man. And I know all the guys were actually doing the Fashion Week this week.
That's right.
At West Palm Beach, exactly where we do Supercar Week every January. So that's where they've been since Thursday night.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise Corvette has been down there on display on top of a big cubicle or something.
Yeah, it looks really, really good, man. It's actually at the valet tent that's set up there, the whole VIP dining thing that they have. That's actually where they did Fashion Week, the entire runway show and all of that. So really cool time. They missed out on Cars and Coffee because they were doing that event yesterday. Man, you can only spread yourself so thin, right?
It's the Lion Pride's going all over this weekend, Bub.
All over the
place. It's just been super, super crazy. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world.
Yep.
And it was amazing yesterday, Bub. Let's talk about it. We had a fun time down there yesterday, Bub. Only we could just hit some of the things that happened.
I mean, I don't know what you're referring to because I didn't seem to have as much fun as you had.
So we're sitting there in the bus, right, waiting for Bucky Dent, the New York Yankee baseball icon and legend, because he wanted to come out and hang with us too. The place is packed, and I hear, Jesus Christ, Craig. And I go, oh, no, are you kidding me? And Bub goes, Dad, please, come here, man. So I walk down out of the stairs of the tour bus, right? And the rally team set up out there, and everybody's out there, the autograph table's there, people are waiting, and Craig's standing there, and I'm looking at him, and he's got his hand on top of his head, and he's got a rag full of blood, and I'm like, well, that's not an uncommon occurrence with Craig, that's a normal everyday thing. And Bub goes, no, Dad, you better look at his head. So I go, come here, Craig, what happened? Well, the awning was out, or one of the pop-outs in the main living room was out, right, Bub?
Yes.
And Craig reached down to pick something up that blew off the autograph table, stood up, and hit the corner of the awning right here on the top of his head and split it wide open.
Terrible design flaw. Why would they not be rounded corners?
That was a good point. That was a very, very good point.
Why would they not be rounded corners?
I had thought
about
that.
How many people over the years have done that? Probably more than one.
Well, Bucky is an amazing human being. He immediately sprung into action. There were medical people around. I didn't want to necessarily throw him on an ambulance. Bucky said, I'll run to the store. What do I need to get? I said, just get some gauze, get me some super glue, and something to clean the cut, and we'll clean it up. Normally, we have a first aid kit on the bus. There was one purchased specifically for the bus.
What happened to it?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. But I know that everywhere Craig went, he wanted to get out of the public's eye. There was a line of blood that fell all the way across until he got into the race trailer, which was probably 100 feet away, right?
Yeah, then it looked like there was just a leaky transmission fluid.
God dang it, dude. Bucky comes back, ladies and gentlemen. Bucky comes back, and when he gets back, I go, Craig, come on in here and sit down. We look at it. We pull his hair back. I clean this deep, nasty gash, and we super glue him back together and go on about our day.
That's it. That's how we roll. Just keep moving, man.
It was just an insane day. Yes, Mr. Producer.
Mark Hoffman has an idea for BEM himself. He would like to do a custom car project ticket to Las Vegas for the October Bayard Jackson auction to raise funds for those who have been affected by Hurricane Harvey. Said he'll take a week to come to Jupiter and help on the project.
Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track racer up there in the Northeast, has volunteered to put together a hurricane project that we build and sell it at Barrett Jackson to help benefit the hurricane victims up there. We've been touched personally by that. Your uncle, my brother, who runs a very prominent, he's the president and CEO of a very prominent hospital group there, has lost pretty much everything in the floods.
Yeah, man, it's pretty severe down there right now, dude.
It is.
Man, I mean, 3, 4, 5 feet of water is pretty insane. And, you know, when it just literally takes out everything you own, I mean, that's something that, you know, not a lot of people can even put their mindset to and from a reality standpoint. Because, you know, it's like it affects everything in your life. I mean, how would you even get from point A to point B if you were at work when your house flooded? How do you even get home? Because when you go home, you're going to have to take a car to get home, right? And the thing's going to be, what are you going to drive there? You're going to take a boat? I mean, how are you going to get to your house? He's got to freaking what? Just walk through it? I mean, how do you even maneuver your way around?
So tell everybody in the audience what kind of car your uncle drives.
So he just did he just got a S63 AMG. It's a custom order car. This came straight in from Mercedes, you know, and we talk about how mass production does, you know, their timelines with building cars related to what, you know, we do in the industry here. You know, sometimes taking upwards of a year, 2 years, 3 years to get certain rides done. This is a brand new mass production S63 AMG with a custom interior, custom upholstery and design. And, you know, the car just came in. He just received the thing a couple months ago, and now it's gone.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is his car sitting in his garage completely underwater there in Houston. So our thoughts, our hearts, our prayers go out to everybody in the Houston area. We if there's anything we can do, just please let us know. We will do the best we can to accommodate you. But our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in the Houston and in the Texas area right now, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
It's personally affected and touched us.
Yep.
So not a good situation down there.
No, not at all, man.
But we love you guys, and we hope that everything works out the best. Just, I know sometimes when your faith and you know, your inner core is tested, you want to give up, but you don't want to do that. Bub, let's jump right into it. This is the bike that you built for my closest friend, and we also want to congratulate him on the purchase of his new home.
Yep.
His new home for his beautiful bride and his beautiful daughter, Gracie. We're very proud of him. We were there last night. We took them housewarming gifts. I got him a bunch of flowers, and I said, here are your flowers. He didn't want to take them, so whoosh, I insisted he took them, and they were on the driveway.
Yes. That's it.
That's correct, Bob.
Yeah, man. So good time.
Congratulations to him, to Andrea, to his daughter Gracie on a beautiful, beautiful home. It's well put together, Bob. It's a beautiful setup.
Yeah, really, really nice, man. I think they'll be really happy there.
They're going to be very happy.
Yeah, they'll have a lot of fun.
The Outlaw was with us last night there as well. She looks stunning as usual, Bub. She's such an incredible gal.
Mm-hmm.
Little Money is a big money. He's getting ready to see the doctor again, Bub. He's going to go through some surgery. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Again, it's just another freaking thing you got to deal with him. It's he's going to have some surgery on his jaw, and now he's going to have that done. So we're just trying to get that scheduled right now. We're done using that vet that we were using, man. They're just a freaking mess, dude. They can't put it together if they had to. They just can't at all. You know, everything about it, dude. So we're just switching. We're going to go to a different vet, somebody that's a little bit more skilled than them, and, you know, just get it taken care of.
Right on.
Do what we need to do.
Right on. You and I are leaving a little bit early. Good news in my life, Bub. I got a new house as well. So I'm excited. We're going to go over there for the first time tonight, and I thank you for all of your help in doing that and putting it together with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Bub.
Yeah, man.
This is the beautiful 2017 Softail Slim that you turned back to 1945, Bub.
I don't know about 1945, but we turned it pretty freaking dark.
Woo! Yeah. You definitely did, Bub. This is the bike we've seen featured here on two previous episodes, Bub. Your whole intent was to get this thing back to something that came out of World War II with all of the modern components on it. What you flushed out here, Bub, is an amazingly nostalgic motorcycle, and it's probably one of the best-looking bikes you've ever built.
Yeah, it turned out really well, man. It's you know, we did everything on this bike. It came into us. It's a brand-new 2016 Softail Slim. You know, this thing came in. It had a lot of polished components on it. All the engine accessories were all polished, the satin silver, a little bit of billet aluminum. There's a lot of two-tone and three-tone, you know, colors going on here, and it didn't give the client exactly what he wanted to, so we wanted to go through and turn this thing into a really dark bike, something really aggressive but really clean at the same time. And we, you know, we used a lot of high-end companies out there, everything from Harley-Davidson products to Screaming Eagle, their top-of-the-line end. Also, the Manson Hines pipes that we put on it. The HHI front end, this is a custom cut front end that we put on this bike. It's not your traditional just gloss black Harley Davidson front end. So we did a lot of little two-tone, three-tone performance machine, hooked us up with a lot of stuff. So we got a lot of things going on this bike. that just made a really nice overall aggressive dark look and finish to it, but kept it fully functional, man, so you can get on and just go cruise this thing for as smooth as it truly is.
What I love too, Bub, about the other side of the bike that you don't see, this is a very prominent side of the bike. Both sides have very, very intricate details on it. On this side of the bike, or the left side of the bike, your clutch hand and your clutch and your shifter side, you have a single bag, almost like something off the old World War II bikes as well. It's black, and there's only one, and it runs down the frame like this and straight across the bottom. It's a beautifully, beautifully done piece. In fact, I believe our producer is going to walk us over and let us see it right now.
Yeah, it's, the bag itself is actually just, you know, the whole intent of it was just so you have something to put on the bike aside from maybe something at like the handlebar area. You know, you didn't want to do something too crazy up there that's in your face and really, you know, right where you see it. So we did a single bag, real small, just out on the left-hand side. You got to have somewhere to put some stuff. You know, a lot of guys...
Sunglasses or something.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys like to ride with, you know, like you just mentioned, multiple pairs of sunglasses. Dark ones for the daytime and clear ones or yellow ones for the nighttime. Right. As well as, you know, things, your basic stuff, your registration, your insurance. You know, I personally, when I ride, I don't like anything in my pockets. I don't like sitting on my seat crooked. So I always take my wallet out, I take my phone out, my gun out, I take everything out of my pockets, and I put them in my saddlebag.
Yes.
Right? Same thing with what this client wants to do. He doesn't like riding with anything in his pockets, and you got to have somewhere to put that stuff. And there's, you know, you wouldn't want to decorate the whole back end of this bike with a full set of full bags, because then you've just really done a road king, right? That's kind of all you've done. So he didn't want that style. So this was going to be the next best thing. Kept it really clean, fully functional, and exactly fits the theme of the bike.
And it's funny, Bub, that you mentioned that. When I got back from the Cars and Coffee event yesterday, the first thing I did, because the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsche was out of the garage, I was able to slide one of my Harleys out, my dresser, my big bike out, and I literally went for a ride yesterday, went up to a retail store, and I picked up two very nice LED lamps, accents lamps, that I wanted on some nightstands. So I took the bike to do that, and it fit beautifully in the tour pack, so there's very validated, that very much validates what you're saying about having some space for places on your bike.
Yeah, you gotta have some spots to put, even just your smallest basic stuff, man, you have to.
I don't know that they intended people to carry around halogen light or LED lighting, but...
Probably not,
but if it wouldn't have fit, I'd have taken it out of the package, Bub.
I know.
How about that, right?
This has happened before.
But it's just so nice. And then I cruised, I went left there, Bub, cruised right up along the beach. Water was beautiful, man. Place was packed. And then kind of, then that's when I met you over at Mark's house shortly thereafter.
Well, that took a long time, man.
I got a little ride in, Bub.
Yeah.
I wanted to get out there. I enjoy the road. You know that.
Yep.
So when you want to run, you want to run. So a beautifully designed bike, Bub, all the way down to the nostalgic console cover right here. I mean, the grips, the big, not nostalgic, brake pad and running boards. I mean, it's just beautifully designed, Bub.
Yeah, it turned out really nice, man. We did a lot of, a lot of satin black to match the factory tens on it, the rear fender, the tank, and the front fender. We did a satin black finishing there. The satin black pipes, but on these bikes, you're always going to have a little bit of two-toning, right? You're always going to have some items that are chrome. So, like, for example, your oil lines. These things are always going to be something that are going to be a colored finish. So, unless you literally go through and have Harley-Davidson custom make you these lines, because you'd have to use braided cable for where they're flexible, you literally have to use a black stainless braided cable in order to get that finish black. Other than that, it's always going to be a silver finish. So, we actually left this thing a little bit of two-toning. We're actually going to go over some of these final bolts and mounting hardware that you see it on the side. We'll turn these to gloss black. Not hard to do. You mask them up. You can pull them out. You can shoot them, base coat, clear coat, stick them back in. So that being on a gloss black fender strut, those would be a gloss black finish, where if you were to do something on maybe a satin finish, you would do those in a satin finish color so that they all blend and theme in really well. And that's all we're down to now is just a couple little fine-tuning and touching on it. This thing's going to be ready to ride.
I love being above. It's hard to see. Maybe the audience can't see it, but part of what you did is the push rod tubes, you completely blacked those out as well.
Yeah, those were a hoe to do, man. And I'll tell you what, you don't even see them. God dang it.
Yeah, but you know it's there. The quality is there, right?
Yep.
I mean, the rocker boxes, we showed this to people when it came in. That's now blacked out. Are you going to, what are your plans for this? Are you going to leave the 103 on here? Or?
We've talked about doing a couple different designs. There's a few options out there that you can buy that are direct fit. That's Harley-Davidson's air cleaner. So a lot of Harley-Davidson product will just fit right into there, just the air cleaner insert.
Yep.
So we've looked at a couple different designs. We don't really want to do the bar and shield. You've already got one on the tank. you don't really want to get the skull theme going. Maybe just if we were to do anything, it'd either be like a gloss black or a satin black. Just a little, you know, contrast two-tone there, but the 103 does look really strong right there and represents this bike for exactly what it is, 103 cubic inch motor.
I know one thing, Bub, you're planning to also, you're changing these mirrors to a flat black, I believe. Is it satin black?
Actually doing a satin black mirror on it. We've been waiting for those for about 9 weeks now. I actually just had a little conversation with the company this morning.
I saw that.
I'll tell you what, dude, this is actually the first time, we're sponsored by some of the biggest names in the industry, and this is the first time with this company, out in the West Coast that I've ever had to deal with such a problem. And I've spent a lot of money with that company.
Yeah,
I've had wheels custom cut and designed.
Yep.
I've had one-off stuff milled from them. I've had, designs that don't even exist done. I've had so much stuff done with them, and they're screwing up on the smallest items, man, and I don't know what's going on. That's how I ended that email. Listen, man, I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but you've screwed up on the two of the smallest items. I don't know what's taking place.
And they're part of a celebrity bike.
Yeah.
You want this right. You want it to go. This bike was supposed to appear in the owner's garage last night as a surprise.
Yep. And I had it ready, but I can't take it over. They're not finished. It's just that simple.
Yep. So that's kind of what it was. Bob, let's talk a little bit now. What do we got going into this week's schedule?
Man, dude, this week's a freaking wreck already, dude. I got so much stuff
going on. Mondays
are
tough. Mondays are tough.
I've got like 47 cars I'm trying to figure out today. I've got like 72 cars I got to do tomorrow. Honestly, dude, I don't even know. I'm just grabbing them and going through them.
Yeah,
I had so much going on. I'm painting next door. I'm doing some final assembly over here. I'm doing some diagnosing on some rides I just delivered over the weekend. I have my hands everywhere right now.
You do.
I just do.
And the beautiful thing is you have been given the skill set by God to handle all of those talents.
My skill set next level is going to be taking all those cars, putting them in the center of our 50,000 square foot lot, lighting them all on fire and calling insurance. That's my
next insurance
point.
Ours or theirs?
I don't know. I'm calling anyone's.
Absolutely, Bub. I think Thursday night, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports will be racing under the lights.
Yes, that's this Thursday, pending the weather. Hopefully it holds out for us this Thursday. That's Palm Beach International Raceway. We'll be out there running. I don't know what, we've got to figure out with Gio Hammerbeck and see what he's got going on there. But we're going to be out there. We'll be all set up with our display. And, I know we've got a couple of our fans coming out there, a couple of the clients that we've built cars for. I know the gentleman who owns that white vet that we did, the supercharged.
He'll be there. Yes.
He wants to go out and actually run that car on the track. So he's going to get out there and see how that does.
Best he ride that with our world rally champion, Gio Hammerbeck. If you're not careful with that vet coming out of 9 and 10, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah. So, depending on how Thursday night goes, I might have a really busy Friday, depending on how many cars get wrecked Thursday.
Yep.
What else is going on this week? Wednesday night, we've got Bacciami down in, that's where, in Boynton?
VIP cocktail party with Cars and Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there at the VIP event on Wednesday night, 5:30.
Yep, so that's on Wednesday night. So we've got Wednesday night booked, Thursday night booked. Tonight, I have no idea. Tomorrow night, no idea. I'm sure it'll just keep building up.
It'll just keep going, right? Friday night's always a train wreck, right?
Man.
Friday night, I understand the monkey was loose over at Bub's house. I heard a funny story.
No, not my house. No, not at all. Not my house.
I heard a funny
Jumbie
story.
Bay.
Was it Jumbie Bay?
It was Jumbie
Bay. No, the picture of you sleeping was not at Jumbie Bay.
Well, yes, but Jumbie Bay is what made me go to sleep.
Yes, Jumbie Bay is what made you go to sleep. Fun story, though, ladies and gentlemen. Not that we advocate overindulging in alcoholic beverages, but when the monkey gets out. Bub was tired, went home, went to sleep. He was sleeping with his hands behind his head, and one of his cats, you have what kind of cats? Himalayans, you call them?
No, they're not Himalayans. They're Hemingway cats.
Hemingway cats. Yeah. They're very rare cats with like 25 feet on them, right?
Yeah, toes.
25 toes on them.
In the front. Just the front. Their 1 foot is like this.
Yes.
It's like 10 claws on each foot. Seriously, them girls got some paddles on them, dude.
Bub's upside down, asleep with his hands behind his neck after a very long day at work. The cats are kind of trying to fluff him up and fall asleep on him. I start seeing a series of texts going back and forth about Domino's pizza and Papa John's pizza and everything like that. I'm waiting for a pizza to arrive at my house, which never arrived, by the way. Which is kind of a good thing, Bub.
You thought that we were sending you pizza. You were totally off on that.
I was.
Yeah.
But I heard that even though you were asleep, you heard the doorbell rang.
I did.
And as soon as you heard the doorbell ring, you got up and ate your pizza.
I did. Went right back to sleep. I did. This is all true.
That's too funny, Bub.
Yep.
How was it? I was waiting for a pizza.
I don't know, dude. I have no idea.
None?
No idea.
I can go back and read the text string that the pizza was delivering in 20 minutes, I was told.
No one said it was going to your house.
Huh?
You just assumed or something. I don't know.
got to stop those BCAAs in the morning too, Bob. They make your hands so hot because you use, we do, we're very healthy and we use gym supplements. You use BCAAs, your face is always red, your hands are always sweaty. It's just funny, huh?
Yeah.
It gets you too, doesn't it?
Not really.
Well, the life and times of us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, it's kind of fun, right, Bub?
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do, so I got to jump out of this.
Great lunch, though, with Bucky Dent yesterday, right?
Really good time, yes.
Wow,
yes,
man.
Really good time.
And to listen to some of the stories when you're just sitting, you know, quietly having a chicken Caesar salad with that man, he's just a really good dude, man.
Yeah,
really
big
good
time.
Dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing guy, man.
Yep.
Amazing, amazing guy. So, Bub, we got a busy week here. We'll bring it all to everybody here throughout the week. Mr. Producer, anything else you need me to touch on while we're here today?
Nope.
We're going to jump out of this segment, Bub. Beautiful build as usual, man.
Thank you.
Super, super, super good work, Bub. You just keep killing it, man.
Yeah, of course.
Any updates on the SEMA car you want to talk about?
No, not yet. We just did our final R&D on the Turbonetics, the second wastegate that's actually been designed for that 2.3 EcoBoost drop-in. So we actually we got that thing designed. In production, we got it tested and tuned. This was all day Saturday. I finished
that's correct. And I want to address that if I could, please.
Yeah, you know, I finished that up and the car performs flawlessly, exactly how it should. And I think right now with the combo we've got designed and sitting going into full production, these things are ready to hit the market. So all you guys out there with all of the S550 EcoBoost Mustangs, and I'm talking the four-cylinder 2.3 EcoBoost, if you guys are ready for these drop-in turbochargers that are going to lay down some serious horsepower, potential of 600-plus horse at the tire with the complementing bolt-ons and tuning, you guys get ready because this stuff will be available very, very soon.
So I want to read something to you. I've shared with the audience that you and Turbonetics have had a very long-standing multi-year relationship, personally and professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And what they design, they send to you to implement to see if it's ready to carry into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll read to you something very intimate behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, so you get a feel for what we're talking about. Reggie wanted to know, had the installation of the actuator been installed because he needed to get it back to his R&D team. Bubs writes to him, and I quote, "Sup, Reggie, new actuator installed and tuned. Great. Holding pressures, steady boost throughout the RPM range. Five turns shorter than the rod end, easily sliding on and off. Wastegate arm stud. Rodolfo will know what I'm saying. I'm staying consistent at 25 pounds of boost right there." And Reggie says, "Thank you. I'll forward this to Rodolfo." And to the retail market, now Bub's addressing the retail market. He's talking about the R&D side, and now he's going to go into the retail market, which is why they send this to Bub. And to the retail market, comma, depending on how their cars are tuned, comma, that setting maybe give them plus or minus 3 pounds of boost, but perfect setting for out of the box. And this is what, Bub, you bring to them from a professional perspective.
Yeah, man, just going through and doing all the testing and tuning to it, it's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of seeing what the car is capable of, and you got to push that limit without crossing that line, because you can very quickly cross a line with a supercharger turbocharged application. So you want to make sure that you fall right in the center there, and you want to make sure that it works for everyone out there in the market that's going to be, or in the retail place that's going to be buying these things, expecting what it is they've been hyped up to do. So, I made sure that right now I've got this car tuned for right at about 25 and a half pounds. I've got a boost controller, manual boost controller under the dash, actually electronic. I can actually adjust it from 0 to 100% in gain, so I can literally go up an additional 5 pounds, so I can have the potential of down at zero. I'm at 25 pounds. I can turn it all the way up and touch right at the 29-30 pound mark. And, that's pushing it on that motor. I don't really want to get too much heavier than that with the way that the motor is still a stock block system, stock head. I don't want to push those two pieces apart. Not yet, at least. We got to get through SEMA, then I'll do that limit. But I'll tell you what, man, it's, right now where I've got it set, depending on all of the way the other clients' vehicles are tuned, and I'm talking about the entire S550 marketplace where all of their cars are tuned. Some people are going to be using SCT, some will be using Cobb, some will be using Diablo Sport. All of these different tuners out there are going to be different in terms of boost control, right? Some guys may only turn them up to 23, some guys may turn them up to 26. Just depending on how good they tune these cars, and you get these handheld tuners, you plug them right in. Again, all off-the-shelf products. So you want to make sure that you stay in that safe limit. Right now, where I've got the turbo set is going to be sitting with the combined turbo and wastegate actuator assembly. Out of the box, they're going to be sitting in the 23, 24, 25, upwards of 27, 28 pounds, depending on the way your car is
but
tuned.
But you don't want to start knocking that needle around the 29 mark.
No, right now you're not going to get, with the way I've got that system tuned, it's never going to max 28 pounds. And unless somebody goes in there, I'm talking in terms of all off-the-shelf bolt-ons, unless somebody goes in there and does a custom dyno tune on this car, you're not going to push that 28-pound mark. The natural electronic boost control solenoid does open up and apply boost pressure earlier than that. So it will bring the car back down to a safe number if it needs to. It will literally put it into a retard. It'll pull some of the boost pressure off.
Got it. Yep. Got it. Beautiful work. Beautiful R&D, Bub. And wait till people see the styling cues of this car.
It's going to be really good, man. I got a lot of work to do in the man, the next 4 weeks, man. I've got today. We're in, what, August now or something, right? And what month are we in? We're about to be in September. So I've literally got 4 weeks. That's it. I don't have wheels yet. I'm still waiting on wheels. I just got the approval on the actual wheel fitments and the measurements. They can cut the wheels to the spec that I sent them. Those actually got started mid last week. So now I'm waiting for the actual renderings of the color options that I chose from American Racing. They're actually sending me over multiple rendering designs so I can pick at which way I want to do this thing. So I'm doing a lot of contrasting, a lot of custom colors on these barrels, on the inner barrel, the outer barrel, the spokes, the windows, the inside edging, the contrast cutting that I'm doing on the lettering of the rims and the center caps. So I've got a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you guys won't get to see any sneak peeks, maybe a little sneak peek shot up close of some custom colors, but that's about all you guys are going to see. You won't see any styling cues or anything until we unveil this thing at SEMA.
Right on, Bob. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned with us this week. You can see we're in acceleration mode like we always are here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yep.
It's going to be a good week for us.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Till tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please go out and shop our online retail store. A lot of good stuff out there. Gifts for you, gifts for your family members, gifts for anybody. Makes for good stuff. Miss Outlaw Boutique, following on the heels of online shopping. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Suite 108. The Outlaw is loose here in the Jupiter Abacoa area. You'll see her out and about. The new clothing is arriving from Las Vegas, the big show, the magic show out there, and it's good stuff. Layla has done an amazing job bringing the most unique boutique apparel and accessories to you and made it easy. Guys, for your girls, get your stuff. Girls, go in and get your stuff. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner right out of San Francisco, California. We're very proud of all the guys over at Monkey in Paradise. We'll be with them on Wednesday night. Vodka done Bubba style. Monkey in Paradise. It is vodka done Bubba style. And the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Amazing time yesterday. Max, Lana, John, all of you guys did a great job. It was great to see our logos all over the Cars and Coffee cars. We're very proud to be part of that family. We love you guys very much. Thank you for being part of our family as well here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, please reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Mark Hoffman, you keep tearing it up there in the Northeast representing Bubba's Exotic Motorsports the way we know you will. If somebody's hands are full, please open the door for them. Give them a break. If it's an old lady, help her. An old man, help her. I helped a guy in the restaurant just the other night with the walker, even though he said he didn't need it. I took the time to help him. Do something kind for somebody. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, Payless is cheap. They're everywhere. If somebody's hungry, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, feed them. Till tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.